This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new website has been launched to provide updates and information related to the 2018 Farm Bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway announced the page yesterday and said it will be a great resource for anyone who's interested in the progress of Farm Bill discussions.
Today we're launching a landing page for the 2018 Farm Bill. This will be a website that will be kind of the repository of everything that we're doing day in and day out. We will continue to update that as we go along. At some point in time, once bill language is available, it will be there at this page as well. You will have narratives and descriptions of what we've been doing and have done over the last 3 years to get ready for this. There will be videos and audio information as well. But this is intended to be a kind of an all-in-one spot that anybody who wants to keep up with our work on the Farm Bill over the next several months as we move it across the House floor, then this will be the place to go. And I can't tell you how important this is for us to be able to make these statements today, let the world know that we're ready to and serious about getting this Farm Bill done and done on time. This will also be a point where you can just see how important the Farm Bill is, not just to the farmers and ranchers and producers and implement dealers and the lenders, but it's important to you and I as consumers of the most abundant, safest, and affordable food supply of any developed nation in the world. And so the reasons for why we need a Farm Bill will be there. What we're doing with the Farm Bill moving forward will be there. And we think this will be a valuable resource for anybody who's concerned or interested in why we're doing it, what we're doing, and how quickly we can get it done.
And once again, that was House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway of Texas. Well, CHS is helping farmers tell their story through a program called Ag Cultures. Tara Fair is a communication specialist for the CHS Foundation and says the program has them working with teachers and students across the country.
One of the big focuses for the CHS Foundation is really supporting programs that help develop the next generation of ag leaders and provide them with opportunities to learn more about agriculture. And this was a great fit for us in terms of our funding priorities. So the project is Ag Cultures. It's a project that we partnered with the University of Minnesota with. And so for the next 4 years, we have a team of explorers that's going to travel around all around the U.S. and internationally and talk to people that are involved in agriculture in a variety of different ways. So the first expedition followed the flow of grain down the Mississippi River. They talked to farmers, people that work for co-ops, and then also kind of hit on some of the non-traditional careers in terms of like barge operators and things like that. And so the really cool thing is that the content is delivered online in 1 to 2 minute videos so that anybody can watch them. But then ag teachers or any teacher has curriculum that they can pull in as a part of that. So they can go on to agcultures.com and grab the curriculum and then pull in the parts of the lessons that apply to what they're teaching.
So why did the CHS Foundation decide to implement this project? You know, what prompted you guys to work with these teachers and these schools?
Right. Well, as the charitable giving arm for the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative, the thing that we hear from our farmer owners all the time is help us tell the story. Help us reach out to people that may not be thinking of ag as a career. And, like, let's show the world kind of the great things about this industry. And so when the University of Minnesota approached us, we thought, yes, that's a great way to do it. It's delivering content in a new way. With videos that in the age of technology is super easy to consume. And then the fact that we're taking it one step further by providing that curriculum, the teachers can really use this for, you know, as long as they want to help teach what they're already trying to communicate in their classrooms.
And this is available for teachers across the country, you know, local schools at home, they can access this online?
Yep, absolutely. So teachers, general public, anyone really can go online. It's agcultures.com. And on the website, you can just watch the videos or you can sign up for updates. And you can also follow us on Instagram at AgCultures.
And if you're interested in watching any of those videos or learning more, again, that website is agcultures.com. Applications are now available for 2018-19 Crop Sciences Scholarships. The Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff Program Crop Science Scholarships are offered each year to students entering their junior year of college and studying a crop science or related field. The scholarship is open to students studying crop sciences at one of the state's 4 ag universities. And those include Illinois State University, Southern Illinois University Carbondale, U of I, and Western Illinois University. Crop sciences majors include entomology, plant diseases, weed science, plant breeding and biotechnology, soil fertility and crop husbandry, and private, public, and government research. Up to 5 college students will be awarded scholarships of $4,000 per year based on exceptional academic ability, leadership, and financial need. Applications are due by February 1st of next year, and to apply, you can visit iaafoundation.org. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.